How important is chanting for one's practice? Do you have any tips for how to recite / remember the Pali chants? A lot of it is say one's own feeling of because some people feel attracted to chanting, or some people find it useful. I think one of the, I mean, as a monastic, then it's just, it's a part of the rhythm. We chant, we keep things neat and tidy, we eat, I mean, it's just we sleep. I mean, it's just part of the rhythm of daily life. And so that it's, it does give another avenue of application of effort, of establishing of mindfulness, of planting the seeds for reflection and contemplation, so that something that you've chanted over and over will start coming back to you later. Those are oftentimes things that pop up in the mind, and there'll be reflections will come around it. Sometimes it's that's where it's helpful to like the chanting in English as well as in Pali. It's a devotional practice, but then it's also it has these aspects of application of effort, application of mindfulness. It's something that prepares the mind for sitting, so that oftentimes we think of these say forest monks in Thailand just meditating out in the forest and austere, but oftentimes one of the things they're doing a lot of chanting. Like Ajahn Mun, that was in the evening time before he would start meditating, he'd usually chant for about an hour and a half, and then start meditating. It was a daily practice. One of the chants that he would recite on a daily basis would be the Girimananda Sutta. I mentioned it. It's these 10 recollections. Sometimes learning the chants. There's some of the phrases have a lot of key concepts that are helpful in practice. So that, say, like the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, there's some key elements of Buddhist practice and Buddhist wisdom investigation are embedded in the chant, so that those are helpful to learn or remember and bring to mind, or they come up spontaneously. So it opens up another avenue, especially when you're thinking of practice as a long-term project, and then having different tools that you can be applying effort and then attention with, and then different people. Well, like right now, there's one of the novices at Abhayagiri gosh, I don't know how many hours a day he chants, but it's a lot. And he's a he does a lot of meditation as well, but there he's found that the chanting's really helpful. One of the monks who's gone to Thai went last year, Kovilo. He's staying at a monastery, particularly because the evening meditation session is 3 hours of chanting and then a 3 hour sit. So that's the evening program. So it's and he likes the chanting, he doesn't like the sitting. But he's learning. That was one of the things I tasked him. That's the thing you need to learn. But so there's many ways that it can be used. And then for some people, it never really takes root. But I think one of the things I say coming on a monastic retreat is just sort of saying, that's something as well. And seeing, because it's always helpful to, add a sort of another tool to your tool belt. You never know when you get to use it. In terms of, being tips for reciting and remembering. For reciting, especially if you're on your own, having the audio that you chant with is very helpful. Otherwise, you tend to make up the pronunciations on your own. And because the Pali actually has the structure of the language has its own rhythm to it, so that being able to chant along to it, and you just become familiar with it. One of the things that most of us do or have done in learning chanting is be part of our walking meditation, so that picking up. You're doing walking meditation, and then learning the chant. So, in Thailand, when as a young monk, learning a lot of chants on alms round. You're walking on alms round, walking through the countryside, and phrase by phrase, you keep repeating it, and it sticks. So that you're incorporating it into. There's a certain sense of it becoming a tactile memorization as well. It's not just a cerebral thing. You do it while you're walking. And then just the doing of it over and over again helps the mind to... But it is an exercise in mindfulness as well. It's actually one of the definitions, or the most common definition of mindfulness, is that, one with mindfulness remembers things that they've committed to memory, things that have happened, we can be using it as a focal point for establishing our mindfulness.